Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazeen astafa. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his beautiful kalam has mentioned that for the people who have iman, then three things are required from them. The people who have iman, then there are three things that is required from them. Three qualities are very, very important. And this is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, the second last verse of this beautiful chapter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا and غُفْرَانَكَ. These three qualities are very important. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, سَمِعْنَا, that we have listened, وَأَطَعْنَا, and we have obeyed, غُفْرَانَكَ, and O Allah, we turn to you in repentance. These three qualities are the most important features in a person who has iman. This is the real beauty of a believer. In a time where we are living now, intellectual apostasy is something that you can't even detect. Intellectual apostasy. You can't even detect that. This disease is so prevalent amongst the Muslim communities, that from the outside, a person will display himself to be someone. But in reality, inside, there is something else. And it becomes very, very difficult to define. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our Creator. And in very simple words, He knows what is right for us and what is wrong for us. Ab ye ladka yahan baitha hua hai, this young boy here. Allah has given him the brains, he has got, mashallah, everything. I'm not picking on your son. Now he'll get angry from me, my son. Never know. Mera to mood hai bhai. Kabhi yahan yahan chalta rehta hai. But a young child, Allah has given him the intellect, the brains. But in reality, he is not so mature enough to understand everything, what is right and what is wrong. And who takes care of him? Mother and father. Mother and father. The people who are responsible are the family members. Like so, a person, alhamdulillah, even When he is mature, old enough, mashallah, he is married, he has got children. But there is so much fitna out there, so much fitna out there, that like how Allah has taken the responsibility to protect the Quran, the Kalam of Allah, Allah is saying, I will also assist you, and I will also want to protect you, only if you trust me. Only if you trust me. Allah is there wanting to protect us. And so the first thing Allah is saying, the most important function, quality in a person is that he should be saying, Sami'na, I have listened to Allah and His Rasul, wa ata'na, and I have obeyed Allah and His Rasul. This is the meaning. I have listened to Allah and His Rasul, and I have obeyed Allah and His Rasul. In this dunya, there are two things that can happen to a person. One is by the ears that Allah has given him. Unfortunately, the wrong information is given to him. The wrong advice is given to him. The wrong mashwira is given to him. He is moving around with the wrong people, with the wrong crowd. And because of the wrong environment, the only information that is going inside him is also wrong. So now when his environment is totally wrong, and all the information that is going inside him is also totally wrong, this will have an impact on his actions. This will have an impact on his actions. Because everything that is going in is absolutely rubbish and wrong. The wrong things are going inside him. So now, when your heart, your mind is dictated by the wrong things, then your hands, your tongue, your eyes, your limbs, every part of your body is also going to be doing the wrong things. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, that a child that is born as a Muslim. A child that is born as a Muslim. Jitne bhi bachche paida hote hain, wo sab ke sab Musliman. Everyone is a Muslim. But unfortunately, what happens is as that child is growing up, the environment that is around him, the information that is given to that child, the people who are nurturing that child, the people who are around him, all of them unfortunately are wrong people, are doing the wrong things. And because they are doing the wrong things, now this is also impacting on the child. And so when the child is growing up, what will happen? He will also be like them. And so that is why Allah is saying in the Quran that be very, very careful who you listen to. Be very careful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very, very easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if you listen to anybody else, there is a high chance that you will take the wrong information inside and it will have an effect in you. So what you do, get into the habit of saying this, that first I will listen to Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And only if my Allah and Rasul allow me to accept what you are telling me, and what you want me to do, I will do. This is called sami'na wa ata'na. So for an example, If you listen to someone who is giving you the right information, then alhamdulillah, our deen, Allah is telling you that because they are giving you the right information, there is no harm in obeying him. The right information is given to you. Allah's Rasul is also saying there is no harm that you obey him, no problem. Now a child is upstairs and you say to him, Abdullah, you are upstairs, make sure you clean your room. Make sure you clean your room. The mother comes after 1 hour, Abdullah is already screaming and answering, yes, Amma, don't worry, I will clean my room. When she goes upstairs, the room is not clean. So what's happened here? Information was taken. Information was taken. Response was there also. Amma, don't worry. But the action wasn't there. So Allah in this Ayat-e-Kareema is saying, don't just listen. Aise bahut aapko mil jayenge. There are many people who listen. There are many people who know a lot of knowledge. There are many people who know a lot of things. Many people in this world. But it is not just about knowing, it's not just about your knowledge, what is inside you. Allah is saying, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. The real quality of a believer is that you listen to what Allah is telling you, what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you, and then you put it into action. This is the main beauty of a person. Very, very important. So Shariat, why my respected brothers, is very simple. There is nothing out there in the world, or ye ghor se sunay, listen to this very carefully. There is nothing out there in the world that can give you 100% accuracy information that this system is the right system. There is no system. Nobody's got any system like that. People have, communism came, their ideology, capitalism and all these things that are there, the law of the country, school law, this and that. But all of these things are man-made. What are they? Man-made. A person can easily say that, you know what, it's wrong. Kya hai? It's wrong. It's man-made. For an example, if somebody tells you, I need buy £1,000, can you borrow me? Can you borrow me £1,000? So, Umar says, okay, Mauli Sahab, I'll give you £1,000. When are you going to pay me back? I say, bhai, give me 2 months. So now, he said to me, no problem. When you pay me back in 2 months, I want you to pay me back 2,300. What? 2,300. Bara cheat karta hai. I am asking him for how much? 1,000. Sorry. 1,000. And he is asking me that I should give him 1,300. Now for many people, they will say it's fine because you haven't got the money. It's called interest. What is it called? Interest. That's how your banks work. It's called interest. Now logically they are saying that it's completely fine. So what? Look, you need the money. You haven't got the money. We are giving it to you. Because we are giving it to you, then we are also taking something extra because we gave it to you when you want. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one that tells you, Islam is the only one tells you that this is very wrong. This is very, very wrong. A debt for a debt. A debt for a debt. Barabar. Unless it is some form of a business that you are doing in which the loss is the same and the gain is also the same. That is fine. How the system works. But this way, what happens, you are crippling the economy
And what will happen, you will only have one group of people that will become very powerful and you will want to exploit. And this is how corruption also comes. So in many things, my respected brothers, there is no system, there is no way to think that what can be right and what can be wrong. Allah has only given to us a system for us to understand 100% what is right and what is wrong, because Allah is the all perfect. And when Allah is the all perfect, whatever He says is also the all perfect. That is why Allah is saying, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who is speaking the truth to you more than what Allah tells you? More than what Allah? Which truth is greater than the truth that comes from Allah Pak? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got no motives with you. It's not that there is an agenda. Allah has an agenda with human beings. Every other human being will have an agenda. The laws that are out there will be in accordance to his own agenda, to his own wish. So Shariat is saying no. Sami'na wa ata'na. You listen first to Allah and you obey Allah first and you will never ever go wrong. And this listening to Allah is so important that at times, if need be, you should also say no to the people who are very, very close to you. The people who are very, very close to you. For an example, a man gets married and this wife, mashallah, newly married couple, they are there. The husband tells the wife, I don't like it when you wear a scarf. I don't like it when you wear a scarf. So it's okay, you don't have to wear a scarf in front of the mahrams. Lady doesn't need to wear a scarf in front of the mahram. You know that, Umar? Yeah, yeah, you're looking like this to me, as if I said something wrong. So mahram is fine, your husband, your children, no problem. Abba ji ke paas, don't need to wear it. But if you go out also, I don't want you to wear a scarf. Now she is wondering, Mauli Saab has said that obey your husband, listen to your husband. The husband has got so much rights. So much rights. So let me take my scarf out. And when I'm walking around outside without a scarf, somebody says, why haven't you got your scarf on? Say, because my husband doesn't like it. Now what is the ruling here? Same. Sami'na wa ata'na. First we listen to Allah, not your husband. What is Allah saying? First you listen to Allah, not your husband. La ta'ata li makhluqin fi ma'siyati Allah. There is no ita'at. You cannot listen to someone who is inviting you to violate and to break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, sometimes the wife says, I don't like your beard. So, what do you want me to do? Shave it off. Make your wife happy. I like it. You know, when you shave your beard, that's how I want you to be. Hero ban jao. Kya ban jao? Hero ban jao. Ab to hero heroine ban gaye. Hero kya ban gaye? Heroine ban gaye. You look at the heroes, are all like heroines. Subhanallah. Allah give everybody the tawfiq. Allah give everybody the tawfiq. Really. What is the use? You are a hero. People look at you. And your wife is worshipping the wrong things. And in your house you have the wrong things. Toba, 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 toba. Abhi hal mein Yusuf Khan sahab ka intiqal hua. Allah unko jannatul firdaus de. Bare aadmi the. If you read about him, a great man. So Yusuf Khan Saab, he passed away recently also. Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. A mu'min, a believer, alhamdulillah. But talking on this, my respected brothers, that the wife is saying, I don't like your beard. So you tell your wife, even if you don't like my beard, so be it, because I have to listen first to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called sami'na wa ata'na. Don't make that noise, please. Hey, Umar Farooq, iski sweet ke paper ko andar aap rakh do, kat 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 ho raha hai, aapki tarah hai ye bhi. Theek hai na? Ji haan. So, what is happening is that you don't listen to your wife. And sometimes what happens, there is nikah. Nikah taking place. Mashallah. And they say, you know, if you are a lady in parda, we will make a small parda facility for you in the corner somewhere in the hall. But everything else is mixed. Everything else is mixed. But for the parda people, we will have a small facility. Like they are doing big ehsan on them. It's incredible, you know. Like a small cubicle, atikaf, for the whole world to see, ke mashallah, Mauli sahab ki begham aa gayi hai. Hey, bhai, what are you doing? This Islam is not for Mauli sahab, is it? Is it just for Mauli sahab? Is namaz just for me? This Islam is for who? Everyone. Where Islam is telling you segregation, but they say no. What can you do? The women at home are not listening. Or my uncle is not listening. Or the son's in-laws are not listening. Or Falah is not listening. So all of them that are not listening, okay, fine. But in reality, if you have iman, what is it called? Sami'na wa ata'na. Sami'na wa ata'na. I listen to Allah and I obey Allah. Today in Jumu'ah, I did a bayan about this. Listening to Allah and His Rasul. Just shows how much love we have for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll tell you. After 45 minutes of bayan, the importance of obeying Allah and His Rasul, and Masjid Umar, perhaps the only masjid that is saying, ke bhai, saf barabar karo, get close. Despite that, people are reluctant to touch shoulder to shoulder. What is this qawm going to do jihad in the path of Allah? How is the nusrat of Allah going to come to us? Jeep. Allahu Akbar. Our iman is so weak. We have forgotten how to pray namaz. We now like to pray namaz in our private space. We like that. We are enjoying it. I don't want to touch him. I don't want to touch Umar. I don't want to touch him. I don't want to touch Mauli Dawood Sahab. And hairat ki baat. Hairat ki baat. But Maulvi Muhammad can scream his head. We'll see what people do on the 19th. मैं देखता हूँ 19th को कौन ये गैप रखता है इसको हम बाहर निकालेंगे मस्जिद से हम निकालेंगे This is not the way we are going to pray namaz बस ये सबर किया 19 अब 19 क्या डेट है 9 है कितने दिन बाकी है हाँ कितने हैं ये मेरे पुख्तून फ्रेंड्स हैं ना सब आप हैं ना Get all the pukhtuns for me 19 and I want you to be here this is what I like Yeah, aadmi hai. When I see the pukhtuns, I get happy. These are the marde mujahid people. Marde mujahid, yeah. This is who I want. I want pukhtuni people. Come here. 19th ko dekhna hai. When a kafir tells you, the law we are scrapping, all of a sudden we join together. Kya baat hai bhai? What is this? What is this? You've covered your face. You've got your own musalla. You've taken two jabs. The law is going to change very soon. 60,000 people are at Wembley Stadium. They want to do a bank holiday on a Monday if they win. Bichare 66 se maar kha rahe. So if they win, swimming has started. Underground tubes, go Saturday, go. I will pay for your fares. Go and have a look at the crowd that is there. Go to the restaurants. Go to the restaurants. Go to colleges and they form their own bubbles. 25 students, different households, but sitting together, one bubble. But this Muslim, you know, when I looked around, I was talking to somebody, I said, you know, 45 minutes of lecture to love Allah and His Rasul. That we listen first to Allah and His Rasul. No. I'm sorry. First we listen to Boris. Who are we? Our iman is so weak. We are so weak, that is a fact. Had Masjid-e-Aqsa been in my hands, at this community, it would have long gone. Long gone. Kaha, masjidon ko kaha, phone kiya. I mean, look, you know what, now we should be doing it. How long are we going to be praying namaz, hurting my Nabi in this way? How long? Kya yaar, hamare Nabi ke, I'm not a wali of Allah. But, alhamdulillah. You know, that feeling for Iman in Islam. I said this in Jumu'ah. It is our principal duty to protect Islam. Protect Islam. Principal duty. You can do zina. You can be drinking alcohol. That is guna between you and Allah. But your principal duty is what? To protect the deen of Allah. Jumah ko aap, I am looking at the back. Even when there's ikamat, I'm doing this to them. Like a fool. Get together. Shoulder. Kya? What are the people? Where is that iman he just about? 19, everything is going to change anyway. 19 ko dekhna. Chup-chap, sab. Ab 19 ko... Hum dekhenge. Fir I'm going to look at the back if I'm alive. I don't know. Zindagi ka kya bharosa hai? We have to say that, inshallah. But I will have a look at the back. Main dekhta hun fir kiska gap rakha hai. Because we will not allow a gap. If you want to have gaps, go home and pray. Don't spoil the other people. We have forgotten how to pray namaz. We have forgotten how to make dua. We have forgotten the importance of this masjid. The house of Allah. Ye kya hai mere azizo? Itna darna, itni darpok kaum? Maine zindagi mein nahi dekhi. Wallah. Kya yaar? What feeling have we got for our Nabi? What feeling? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to stand up for namaz, you will see even amongst the Haramain imams and Arabs, they will always talk in that way. Safu sufufakum, stow. Dekho, this was sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi, he was, at times it comes in the hadith, he was about to say, Allahu Akbar. He was saying Allahu and he stopped. And he said, how I can see in the front, I can see at the back, and that was the mu'jiza. What did he say, bhai? How I can see in the front, in namaz I can see at the, that was his miracle. How? Miracle. Kya kehte hai? And he used to stop. He says, shoulder to shoulder, gap. Get together, stand. Allah's Nabi wanted this. You know, there is ikhtilaf in fiqah for everything. Some people say we pray namaz like this, no problem. Some people say we pray namaz like this, Hanfi, no problem. Some of the calls, they say we pray namaz like this, no problem. Some people say we go in ruku, we raise our hands again, no problem. No problem. However you, some people say we don't read sana, we read another dua. No problem. Some people say durood is sunnah. No problem. Some say sajde tilawat is sunnah. No problem. Some say witr is sunnah. Some say wajib. No problem. But you will not find any imam that disputes this, that we have to be standing shoulder to shoulder. Amare yahan to baz, like Pakistan and all of, a lot of the Muslim countries mein to ye cheez hui bhi nahi thi. They didn't. They said, no, we are not allowing this. Alhamdulillah, we've done as much as we can. But what I'm trying to say, why is it one ruling for masjid and another rule for everybody else? That is what my dispute is. It's not about me going against the government. No. Who am I to go against the government? I always say respect the laws of the government. Even when we were praying namaz alone, we were praying namaz apart. We were respecting. Because at that time, everyone across the board, it was this. So we didn't break the law. No. But now when we see what is happening out there. And maine Budh ko kaha. You know, Muslims are such that outside we will break every kind of law. But when we want to come in the house of Allah, we will remember the law. We become very tight when we come in the house of Allah. Ajeeb. Outside, you go on Evington Road, you go just outside, people are chit-chatting, no problem. But masjid mein aayenge. Leicester City Council said that. You know, somebody said to me, he said, Mauli Sahib, you know, before you take any step, we should do mashwara with Leicester City Council. I looked at him. See, koi mareez aadmi hai, kya hai? Bimar. Kya hai? Bimar aadmi. I said, Leicester City Council should be thinking twice to put any kind of restriction to such a huge Muslim community. They should be taking permission from us, not we should be taking permission from them. Allahu Akbar. Anyway, choro yaar, ye kya? Nahi hoga, mere azizo. Nahi hoga. Say, that dam is not there. That jazba of Iman and Islam is not there. Jazba, that jazba. You know what? We are there to please Allah and His Rasul. At least in the masjid, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At least in the masjid. Bahir to kuch nahi, at least in the house of Allah. We have forgotten, honestly, people don't want to perform namaz together. People don't like it. Now they are just used to it, my own musalla, and we want to pray. And 19 comes everybody, inshallah. Allah, keep it that way. Allah, we hope that inshallah nothing happens and we get a start. Because no matter what the ulama say to the community, there are people who don't listen to Allah and His Rasul. There are people who listen to those who don't have nothing to do with Allah and His Rasul. This is what the Quran is saying. Sami'na wa ata'na. You listen to me first and you listen to my Nabi first, and then Allah's help will come. And then Allah's help will come. Otherwise, nothing will come. COVID is in my control, Allah is saying. What is He saying? COVID is in my control. COVID is in my control. Every bimari is in my control. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at times also looks at the jazba of people. How the situation is of the people. Also Allah looks at that. And so my respected brothers, what I was saying, at times you are not even to listen to a very close person like a husband or a wife if it is against your deen. In fact, there is so much emphasis. You know, when you look at all the laws of the world, it's quite weird that there is rights given to dogs, rights given to dogs. If you harm a dog and the RSPCA can come and make life hectic for you. There's so much respect for dogs, rights for dogs, rights for disabled people. Alhamdulillah, very good. This was also, this is in Islam. Rights for women, rights for children. But you will hardly find any rights for parents. You don't find rights for parents. Ajeeb. Rights for parents you don't find. But rights of parents is mentioned only in the Quran, the Kalam of Allah. Nobody talks about the rights of parents. Nobody talks about that. Only Deen talks about rights of parents. Otherwise the child will say, my haq, my right, mine. You know, I have a right. Wife says, I have a right. She will go to the government, you know, I have a right. This happened to me. The government says, no, no problem, okay. I have a right. We are influenced by the wrong things. Wrong things. That is the problem, my respected brothers. If your parents were to tell you, okay, you know what, I want you to go and become a gambler, go to the casino, or go and steal, or become a, you know, drug supplier, so we get quick money, then you are not also to listen to them. Even your parents, you can't. If you are a revert to Islam, and your parents are non-Muslims, the Quran says, be with them in the best character. But if they tell you to do kufr, if they tell you to do فَلَا تُطِعُهُمَا, then you don't even listen to them. Why? This is the golden rule that Allah has mentioned. You don't need to go to any Maulana. Once you understand this message of the Quran, you will not need to go to anyone. Kisi ke paas tumhe jaane ki zarurat nahi ho. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We first listen to Allah and we first obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bas khatam. You just can't go wrong if you have this attitude. You will have no problems in your life whatsoever. The husband is divorcing the wife. The wife wants a divorce, khula. Okay. Now the parents tell her, you know what? How many properties has your husband got? How many properties has your husband got? Ab umar ki tarah maldar aadmi hote. I don't know how many properties he's got. I'm going to ask him later on. Idris might know, his close friend. I don't know how many properties he's got, but I'm not going to ask him. This is a bit private. Ab to zara private hai. Theek hai na? But then say somebody's got 5 properties. Then mashwara is given to her. 5 properties ki kitni percent? How many percent? 50% le lo. Kya karo? 50% le lo. So what they are saying is that, no, no. This is the law of the land we are practicing. What is it? The law of the land. So but if you are practicing law of the land, then law of the land allows you to become a homosexual. The law of the land tells you to do zina, no problem. The law of the land tells you buy a house on mortgage. The law of the land tells you a lot of things that are haram, that are halal. If you are going to be practicing the law of the land, then are we picking and choosing? So what happens is that here also, Shariat is telling you that we obey Allah and His Rasul first. What is amazing, I'll tell you, that if you look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never given so much details about worship. So He says, Aqimu salah, namaz paro. But nowhere in the Quran it tells you 2 rakats, 4 rakats, sunnah, muakkada, ghair muakkada, witr, wajib, this, masla, attahiyat. Nowhere in the Quran. Allah says, wa'atu zakat, give zakat. Nowhere in the Quran it says 2.5%, give this, give that, this, zakat dido. Allah says, do hajj, al-hajju ashurum, al-hajju ashurum ma'lumat, faman farada fihinna al-hajj fala rafasa wala fusuk. Allah is saying that do hajj, but it doesn't tell you any details that you do kankri, you do this, you do that, tawaf ziyara, this, nothing. Not mentioned. Just do hajj. Allah is saying, roza rakho. But it doesn't tell you, give you the full information, all the details of roza bas. Walillahi ala nasi hijjul bayt. This is the verse I was looking for. Farz, hajj. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu kutiba alaykum usiyam. But when it comes to the rights of people, when it comes to the rights of people, when it comes to inheritance, oh, Allah has opened up Suratul Nisa. Allah has opened up يُوسِيكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ لِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنثَيَيْنِ. If a husband dies and he has got a wife so much, if children are there, two children, then this much, grandfather is alive, then this much, then if they are uncles, then this much. Every detail that you can think when it comes to inheritance laws, the Quran has opened up. But when it comes to namaz and any other act of worship, there is no. Just the haq of insan. Allah is saying, the haq of insan is, look after the haq of insan. And so now when it comes to this, there is a big issue. So Mauli Sahab, she wants my property. Mauli Sahab, one person said, Maulana, do you know Wazifa? I said, what Wazifa, bhai? Maulana, I'm going through a divorce. Just make dua, Maulana, that my properties are safe. Maine kaha, yaar, ye kya mujhe kehne wala? Maulana, with a big mud, Maulana. You know? My properties are safe. I says, inshallah, indeed. Kya karu main? Indeed. Allah, make your properties safe. Lekin your properties are not safe now. What can we do? So where is this loophole? Whenever you tamper, that is why people don't, they are delaying in getting married. People don't want to marry because of man-made laws. Man-made laws. Wo kehte hai na, bahir dood muft mein milta hai, to bhans ko kyun paale? Bahir dood muft mein milta hai, to bhans ko kyun paale? Nahi baat sir, you don't know, it's good. I can't be so open now. Kya kare yaar? Bahir dood muft mein mile, to bhans ko kyun paale? This is the world that we are living in, that there is so much masti. Why do you want a contract? Pay as you go to have? Why? Why do you want to first? This is musty. What is it called? Musty. Everything you find, when there is man-made law, there is corruption. Because you don't have a criterion. You don't have the right laws that can be measured what is right and what is wrong. But Allah puts the revelation down, and Allah calls it Furqan. The name of Quran is what? Furqan. What is Furqan? Furqan means that Allah tells you what is right and what is wrong. You don't need to go to a Maulana to, if a good Muslima lady knows and wants to obey the Sharia, she will say, no. What are two properties, three properties, four properties? My Allah is the one who gives me rizq and rosy. Whatever is due to me, I will take. Whatever is due to me, I will take. That's what happens. We are living in a world now, my respected brothers, that it is so difficult. Allahu Akbar. So difficult. When a person gets married and if there is divorce, then the wife sometimes does not allow to show the children to the husband. And sometimes the husband plays games. Okay, no, I won't show the wife the children. Why? You see, sami'na wa ata'na. Everything in Islam has been codified. There is a ruling that a mother has got rights, father has got rights. Everything, we are so fortunate, my respected brothers. And why is Allah saying? Because you see, if Maulana gave a decision and if it was against you, you can become naraz. What can you become? Naraz. But can you become naraz with Allah? Are you going to become naraz with Allah? No. You can't become naraz with Allah because you have iman. So this is what Allah is saying in all of your life. Sami'na wa ata'na. Sami'na wa ata'na. We listen, we obey. We listen, we obey. We listen, we obey. Otherwise it becomes very, very difficult. When you start listening to every Tom, Dick and Harry, then your mind will change completely. Your mind will change completely. Astaghfirullah. Now someone is of the mindset that, I don't know if there is Allah or not, but I'm still safe. How are you safe, bhai? What are you talking about? Because no. If when I die, if there's Allah, then He won't punish me because I am a very good person. Khud ki tarif. Okay? By what do you mean you are a very good person? By which definition you are a good person? By which definition are you a good person? This is the corruption, this is the games that people play with your minds, my respected brothers. We don't even understand, but it's happening. Why? If you follow your own brain and your own understanding or what your friends are telling you, but why do you have to eat halal for? As long as the food is clean, packaged properly, just eat whatever you want. But why? Food is food, bhai, eat. This is what your nafs is telling you. It's nafs. This is how shaitan confuses people. But Allah is saying, don't listen to them, you listen to me. Allah is saying, kulu min at-tayyibati ma razaqnakum. Eat from the pure that we have given you. The halal way of eating is the most pure. What is it? It's a pure meat. When you take the name of Allah, the meat becomes blessed. The meat becomes full of barakat and the blood is drained out completely. Sometimes if you just listen to what your mind is saying to you, you will say, you know what, I'm going for a holiday. Because I'm going for a holiday, I can't be stopping everywhere for my namaz. So, you know what, I'm going to pray Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha together. Kitna zabardast. I was in Botswana. And you know where Botswana is? Ji, you know, it's Africa ka hai. So, I was with a group of people and we said, let's go for namaz. He said, oh, Maulana, I've prayed my namaz. I said, oh, you prayed your namaz? Maghrib tobi we. No, I've even prayed Isha. I said, Musafir or what? You know, maybe Maghrib Isha, you know, I can give you, maybe if you're following. No. Alhamdulillah, our religion is very easy. I says, oh, honestly, I'd never heard in my life. He says, well, what do you follow? So he goes, oh no. We see our deen is so easy. In the morning, if we are busy during the day, so we pray Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha at one time. Because the main thing is to remember Allah, and we remember Allah in one time. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine? I was shocked. I says, what are you talking about? You prayed all your namaz together. You can combine Zohar, Asr by the fiqh of other imams, other a'imma. Imam Shafi'i says if you're a musafir, you can combine Zohar and Asr and Maghrib and Isha. Imam Shafi says that. No problem if you're following Shafi. But this, who you are following? And it was one group of the Shia sect, not the Sunni sect. But all namaz together. So now my nafs is telling me that, you know what, I'm going to pray all namaz. If you start listening, Allah's Nabi is saying there's an interference with two things. When you leave your mind to decide. When you leave your mind to decide, this is exactly what shaitan wants. Shaitan wants you to let your mind decide, so you become independent. Have you seen this, you know, poison out there? It's all about making everybody independent. Everybody independent. So why everybody should be independent? Then independent means that you are not restricted in anything whatsoever. So you are independent. So now what happens, my respected brothers? You do whatever you want. Whatever you want to do, you will do. Shariat, Allah's Nabi is saying, when you have that mind, when you are thinking yourself, then there are two things that are also there. One is shaitan and one is your nafs. Your pure intention is corrupted by your nafs and your shaitan. That is why Allah says, I didn't give you the ball. I didn't give you the ball that you do whatever you want to do. No. Allah took it in His control that these are the things you have to do. One, hukukullah, haq of Allah. One, hukukul ibad, the rights of people. Bas. These are the things you have to do. There's no changing. Khatam. Allah has said you can't do nothing now. You have got no power. Why? Because Allah knows that when, if you are going to think independently, with your independent thinking, there's two things that are going to be working also. One is shaitan and one is nafs. And when shaitan and nafs become together, it can destroy nations. What can it do? It can destroy nations. Wrong things. Your thinking becomes wrong. For an example, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was the Nabi of Allah. And there was so much pain in his heart to see his own community. They are stone worshippers. What are they? Stone. I don't want to say idol. I want to say stone worshippers. What is it? Because that is what it is. Idol. What is it? Stones. Patthar hai yaar, patthar. Pattharon ki puja kar rahe ho tum, stone worshipping. And it gave him so much grief in the heart. Okay, what is my community doing? So much pain. And he tried and he tried. And you know, one day, he came to the suppliers. He came to the suppliers. Who? Suppliers who? Huh? Do you know? Who? Sorry? Say it. It might be right. What is it? Brilliant. Ye to tujhse umar se aap tamara thi hushyar se bhai tamara chokro. Your son is more talented than you. Good news. The people who are in this business of making the idols and selling them. So he got all the suppliers. And then he said, I want to ask you one thing. Lima, why? Ta'budu, why are you worshipping? Ma la yasma'u, something that has got no ears. Never mind hearing, you haven't even put ears. It's got no ears, it can't hear you, it can't see you, and then even if it could see you and hear you and forget all that, wala yughni anka shay'a, it is not there to help you in your affairs. Now, tampering, how shaitan is tampering with your ideology, with your thinking, with your logic, you see? So what is he saying now? Shaitan puts two things inside. And your nafs is also working with shaitan. So you know what answer they could find for Ibrahim alayhi salam? What can you say when you talk to somebody and tell them their mistakes? So they say, Inna wajadna aba'ana laha abidin. That Ibrahim alayhi salam, you are saying wrong. What wrong? For generations our forefathers have been doing this. What is the answer they gave? For generations, the forefathers have been doing this. So Allah is saying, I am protecting you when you listen to me first and Allah's Nabi. When you listen to me and when you listen to the Nabi, your community will not end up like the other communities. They won't end up like the other communities. Other communities decided for themselves. And when they decided and they brought their own logic, they were misled. And this is what they started doing, that even when a Nabi of the time came to them, that Nabi could not do anything to them. They were not prepared to listen to that Nabi. This is how dangerous it is when you rely solely on your own self. When you rely on yourself alone, solely, is very dangerous. Arrogance will come inside. Shaitan will come inside. Nafs will come inside. Wrong aqidah, bid'at, wrong beliefs. All of these things will crept in, will slowly come in. When you decide that, you know what, I can decide for myself. This attitude, I can decide for myself. When you think that you can decide for yourself, this is what Fir'aun said. When Fir'aun became very independent in his thinking, at the end he became so independent and shaitan was playing with the mind of Fir'aun so much, that a time came that Fir'aun decided, he stood up on his balcony and he says, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. If there are any gods elsewhere, they are all under me. I, Pharaoh, am the greatest of the gods. What did he say? That's what he said. Ana Rabbukumul
ta'ala.
Independent thinking. So Allah is stopping you from independent thinking by what Allah is saying. Listen to Suratul Baqarah where Allah is saying, Sami'na wa ata'na. We first listen to Allah and His Rasul. We first obey Allah and His Rasul to stop you from independent thinking. And this is what I said, intellectual apostasy. This is not my topic. Intellectual apostasy. This leads to intellectual apostasy. Then a person, because now he's got his independent thinking, he says, time for namaz. Okay. Aisha, aaj to bain namaz para. Just a misal. Aisha, unto aaj bain namaz para. I will sit and pray. The wife Aisha is saying, it's not about me, eh, bhai? So, Aisha is saying, but you are fit as a fiddle. You go to the gym, you're on the treadmill, you're running and all that. Kabul karwa varo konche? Shaitan plays gamain. Who is going to be doing kabul? Allah. Look, namaz is about remembering Allah Pak. I am going to do ruku and I'm going to do sajda, but I'm going to be comfortable because Islam is an easy religion. Islam is a, see how he is playing with religion. See how people, how shaitan opens up. One corruption, you know, one something goes wrong in the mind, that's it. He's opened up a new strand. So now all his namaz is praying. There have been certain people that even when Jumu'ah was opened up until now, they don't come for Jumu'ah. There are certain people. Kitne saal huye COVID ko? 1.5? 18 months? Yeah, itna hua COVID ko. Even now they are reluctant to come for Jumu'ah. And there are some people now, they say, you know what? We'll just pray in a group. This is what shaitan does. That's why even in Jumu'ah today, after 45 minutes of namaz, they were reluctant to put shoulder to shoulder. Reluctant. This is our iman. This is what shaitan does. This is the musti shaitan does. You are fit, you still want to sit and pray. You want to sit and pray your farz namaz. Musti. All of these things happen. All of these things happen. This is how it starts. Deen mein bighar aata hai na, this is how it happens. Slowly, this is how it happens. That is why we are told we are not, in fact you are not to even listen to an imam and a maulana. If the maulana is going to speak anything that is against shariat, you don't even listen to your maulana. Don't listen to your imam. If he is speaking anything that is against the shariat. But if he is speaking about shariat, then you have to listen to him. If your mother and father are telling you about shariat, you have to listen. If your wife is telling you about shariat, you listen to her. You listen to her. And this is the issue, my respected brothers. We don't know. We choose our own way, our own cut and paste Islam. We are own choosing. That is why all the problems start, because we are not turning back to Allah and His Rasul. If a person turns back to Allah and His Rasul, wallah, life would become very, very easy. Very easy. There would be no issues whatsoever. But we have to do this. A person in Hajj insisting that I'm going to put perfume. Arey bhai, the ulama are telling you, don't put perfume in ihram. What is it? A maulvi ni vato hamro ni tame. Forget these maulvis. I'm sweating, smelling. I am sweating and smelling. And what's wrong with putting a bit of perfume? This is your akal. Akal playing around. This is how it starts. This is how it starts. In fact, it starts very much early. It breaks your trust with a scholar. Break your trust with a scholar. So whatever they say, you doubt it. Are bhai, sweating and smelling is the real intention when it comes to Hajj. That is the real intention. that you tire yourself like a person who's madly in love with Allah and His Rasul and he's doing tawaf. This is the maqsad. Why should I? You know, there are people who don't go for hajj because of their long hair. Kya hai? Baalon ko shave karna ho. People don't do this. And so my respected brothers, one is to follow the nafs. One is to follow the nafs. No matter how hard and difficult it may seem that, oh, this ruling is individually for me. But if you are going to obey Allah and His Rasul, Allah will grant you a divine cushioning in your life. Allah will grant you a divine cushioning in your life. Ajeeb people. That we listen to Allah and His Rasul. Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'in were just incredible people. Their level of listening and obeying was phenomenal. You know, a lady came to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. Imagine a woman. But imagine the iman that she had in Allah. She came, said, Ya Rasulullah, tahirni, purify me. Huzur alayhi salam turned away. She insisted, came this way. Tahirni ya Rasulullah. Nabi of Allah, listen to me what I'm saying. Purify me. Allah's Nabi was trying to say, just go. Jau, jau. She's carrying a baby. Tahirni. And then she confessed that, you know what? I'm a human being. And what I did is wrong. Zina. Mujhse ho gaya. Forgive me. And the only way Allah is going to forgive me, I am prepared to give my life to Allah. I am prepared to give my life to Allah. Now imagine the level of ita'at they had. To confess and to come and to say, you know what, I'll sort out my issues in this world, but in the hereafter, nothing. When she passed away, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I can't remember all the words, kami beshi, Allah forgive me, but something to this effect, because I just remembered now, it's coming to my heart, that if 70 people, or if the people of, the sinful people of Medina, were to do tawbah, all of their tawbah would have been accepted for this one lady. Can you imagine? This was the sincerity that she had. And today with us, my respected brothers, what happens? We so easily play around with halal and haram. We play around with halal and haram. We take money from people, we don't talk about repaying them. There's just, you go for holidays, but you don't want to repay people. You don't want to give haq to the people that owe you money. All of these things are very, very wrong, my respected brothers. In life, if you want sukoon, if you get married, your children and everybody, this is the fundamental sabak you teach them better. Look, you know what? When you grow up, we are living in the year 2021. This is the age of Dajjal. What is it? We are living in the age of Dajjal. Honestly, the fitna that we are facing today is unprecedented. The people who died in the 1980s, their fitna was not like the fitna now. The people who died in 1970, their fitna was not like this fitna. Today, the fitna is so difficult, bichare, maa-baap, aulaad, families ko pakarna, issues. You know, you close one door of fitna, you get a phone, another fitna is opened up. You could try to sort this out, then another issue comes. Non-stop difficulty for people. Everyone sitting here, we all have our own fair share of difficulty. Who is going to laugh at who today? Who is going to laugh at who today? We all are drowned in our own difficulties. We all know that. Kaun kya bol sakta? But at the same time, we have hope. What is it? We have hope. That is why the hope is, if you have done something wrong, Then you do tawbah with sincerity. What do you do? Tawbah with sincerity. If the world does not forgive you for the wrong you have done, don't worry about it. What is it? Don't worry about it. They've got nothing to do with you. If the world does not forgive you, it's okay. But if you have done something wrong and with sincerity you have turned to Allah and you have 100% stopped that wrong and you are asking Allah, I'm going to be now walking on the right path. Allah, I'm going to be walking on the right path. Allah is saying, don't worry about what people say to you. I am pleased with you. Subhanallah, bolo bhai. Subhanallah. That is our deen. I am pleased with you. You can never please people. You will never ever have the ability to please people. To please people is very hard. Don't worry about pleasing people. Just please Allah. This is the hope I am talking about. But the main tarbiyat we do with our children is this. Sit with them. Tell them, beta, look. Your teacher will be telling you something. Your professor will tell you something. Your so and so will tell you something. Your so and so will tell you something. It will be against our Islamic principles. But one thing you must remember, beta. We must always listen to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everybody is wrong, but our deen is never ever wrong. Slot this into foundation. Yahi baat karte raho, karte raho, karte raho, karte raho. Bachcho ki hifazat karte raho. Look after them. Understand. Explain to them. This is what it is. Wo bichari, ek choti bachchi aayi, kaha ke I'm very sad. Why are you sad? Oh, but I love Palestine. But my teacher was speaking highly of Israel. My teacher was speaking highly of Israel. So, maine is bachchi ko dekh, is bachchi ko dekhkar hume kehna kya hai? Alhamdulillah. Kya kehna hai? Alhamdulillah. At least a young child, she has got feeling in her heart of right and wrong. Of right and wrong. So the right tarbiyah. And the difficulty only comes, my respected brothers, when they are young, it's all fine. But when they become teens, what is it? Teens. That is the real jihad. That is the time, real jihad. But we have to make sure the foundation is done very, very strong. So this very important message that we, the Quran is giving, Allah is saying obedience to Allah. Allah is saying obedience to Allah. Very important. In the days of Qurbani, we have to do Qurbani. What is it? Your aql is telling you, why should you do Qurbani? Just give sadqa money to a needy person. What is your aql telling you? Give sadqa money to a... The amount of money you are spending on a cow, or a camel, or a goat, I'd rather give that money to a poor person. This is what your aql is telling you. And this is what shaitan is telling a person. You know, you'll find a lot of these very liberal-minded people. Yehi intellectual apostasy wale. Liberal-minded. No, no, give charity. You don't have to give a bakra account. Allah is saying no. Why? Allah is saying it is my order. What is it? The wisdom I know, it is my order. Allah is saying one har. This order is given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do qurbani. What is it? Do qurbani. One har. Nahar karo. Qurbani karo. One har. Slaughter. And then, if we are going to slaughter, what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then is also clarifying everything. لَيَّنَا لَلَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. The meat, the flesh, the blood does not reach Allah. Don't think that the meat or the blood reaches Allah. It doesn't reach Allah. Then what reaches Allah? وَلَكِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى. But your obedience to Allah, your taqwa reaches Allah subhanahu. That you obey Allah, you listen to Him, you don't listen to your logic. Remember, your logic is affected by, bole, shaitan and nafs. Not all the time, not all the time. Of course, Allah has given you the brain, and the brain, it's a very powerful organ. So a lot of the times, alhamdulillah, if it is tuned in the right way, with the right balance, if you are with Allah and His Rasul, your logic will also be right. Your logic will be right. But if the wrong information has been pumped into you all the time, your environment has been wrong, then most of the time your logic is also wrong. That is why, my respected brothers, environment plays a very important role. Your friendship plays a very important role. And with that, the apps you are visiting plays a very important role. Very important role. You are, what is your apps? You are, what is your apps? You, bahut sare logo ka naam change kar dena chahiye. Iska naam rakhna chahiye Insta. Instagram. Instagram Abdullah. Instagram Yusuf. Instagram Facebook. Instagram. Pagal. And then people today are hot tempered. They can't function. Why? Because when you are so much, you know, in front of the phone for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, and shaitan is wiring you and feeding you, obviously there is going to be an explosion in your mind and you will be greatly confused. So Allah Pak is saying, follow your deen and there will be great sukoon. Really, my respected brothers. Kabhi thande dil se Allah ko sajda do. You know, when you get the time and when you're alone in the room, before you go to sleep, do this amal. 5 minutes. Close your eyes. Put your nose and your forehead down on the floor. And think that I am doing sajda to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And think of Allah. And think the ni'mat and the blessings that my Allah has given you. Wallah, 5 minutes of that connection with Allah. There is no money that you can pay for that feeling. There is nothing that you can... Allah has given us opportunities, so much opportunities. Hum toh samajhte hai ke mobile se hume sukoon milta hai. Really, this sukoon is artificial. This sukoon is artificial. It's not the real sukoon. It is a sukoon that later on will take away the sukoon from you. Shaitan traps you. It shows you sukoon. It shows you comfort. It is showing you, no, you will enjoy. But once you are in its clutches, it will take away the sukoon from you. And our deen is such that you may think that this is hard to do. But once you go inside it, subhanallah, you will really feel the sukoon. Allah give us the tawfiq, my respected brothers. Again, just to give a quick explanation, Allah is saying that the believers, their sifat is, what do they say? وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. They always say, we first listen to Allah and His Rasul. And listening is not enough. Allah is saying action. You know namaz is farz, but you don't obey Allah and you don't pray namaz, then are you listening to Allah?
No.
You're not listening to Allah. So Allah is saying, you listen to me and my Nabi, and then after that you obey me and my Nabi. You obey me and my Nabi. And once a person has this settled inside him as a foundation, then inshaAllah ta'ala, any kind of fitna, Allah Pak will protect him. Allah give us all the tawfiq. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Okay.